8:07 on Saturday, November 18th. Welcome into the show. Today coming up, we're going to try to find you a good local happy hour. A good local happy hour for you. That'll happen in our second segment. Then, before 9 o'clock, we'll find out if you're a psychopath. And that'll make some sense. We're going to take... We're gonna take a real
You don't need a test. People who are taking this test are people who aren't psychopaths. And they're like this. I wonder. Psychopaths? No,
they do.
All right. So how psychopathic are you? Is the way that I'll ask. And I'll give you this. No one's topped my score yet. And all the people that have taken this, we'll do a fun old game of ours after 9 o'clock press conference. Uncomfortable clothing, because of a bra commercial that I heard. And Dennis Sawan will join us before we wrap up today's show at 10 o'clock. I know we don't get a chance to take many calls, so I'll give you the number anyway, just in case. 419-240-1055 q1055.com for podcast of the morning after the show. Quickly, let me do this. Good morning. It's 8:09. It's Eric Chase and Demetrius Nicodemus.
What it do?
And Philip Taylor.
Yep, morning.
The announcement is, our first ever big announcement here on the show is that on Wednesday and Friday, the morning after will be on the air from 6 to 10 a.m. filling in for Denny's show. From Wednesday and Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. both days. Philip, you've committed to Wednesday. Thank you.
Yeah. It's early on a weekday.
I can give you half a show.
Okay.
Half a show, I see your whole show, and I counter with half.
You live down the street anyway, so it's easy.
Okay, good. You know, you may have me on Friday. We'll see.
Yeah, and you'll have me on Friday.
Thursday could be iffy. I'm not going to lie.
Nobody's doing that. Thanksgiving,
No, I'm saying Thursday could be iffy for me because there'll be a lot of alcohol involved that night. So Friday, right. We'll have to see.
Yeah, Wednesday and Friday will be on the air, and I've rounded up like lots and lots of friends. If I ask you guys to give us the name, and I'll tell you that it's a male. Maybe the biggest fan of the show.
Strack?
No. That's if only like we were playing Taylor Swift every hour or every minute. He joined us in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing?
Is he well-known?
Kind of. All right. Well,
a lot of people joined us in the spring.
He shouldn't have been, but he was totally fanboying that he was in with us. Friday morning.
Okay.
Wednesday and Friday, 6 to 10. We'll be here on the air the morning after. Enjoy the biggest part of the night of the year, Thanksgiving and Black Friday. Philip, you finally got to go see Thor, and you went to the movies with someone.
Boom, boom. Yeah, I did.
Who ruined it for you?
Kind of, sort of. Like, here's my thing. When I go to a movie with you, and I get it, if it's not your forte, right, if you don't do the superhero thing, right, but don't also sit there and ask me 800 questions. I can't deal with that. Psst. It's like, oh, yeah. Psst. Well, what's going on here? Well, why is the hammer doing that? And where's the lightning? I don't understand. Is he the strongest out of all of them? Where's Batman?
And now we're done.
Done. Yeah. And I was like, okay.
Now we're done.
I'll explain it to you later. And I couldn't even bring myself to do that. It's too much.
It's like sitting in the theater with an 11-year-old. I know. And you know what? Here's the thing. I have to take him to movies because he's genetically like bonded to me. Like I need to. I have to give him experiences and stuff. You got to cut that dude straight out your life.
I made a choice and it was a poor choice. 100%. Eric gave me some good advice. He said, go to movies by yourself.
I would have been like, grab your popcorn. No, seriously. We're leaving.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I've figured this out long ago. Like you go to the movies and if you go to meet somebody there, you meet them there, you chat for a couple of minutes, you sit on your phone, the movie starts, it ends, you just go, did you like that? Yeah, it was cool. All right, I'll see you later. There's no reason. Like, I went to go see Justice League yesterday, and I enjoyed it by myself. Don't go to the movies with people.
But see, like, I think it's also weird to go by yourself. I'm not going to lie.
Sometimes.
It is weird.
I mean,
weird.
Most people, and I will tell you.
It is.
It is. People look at it as weird. I used to do it all the time, though. Dude, you're on the road. And, like, you're in a different town and you don't know anybody.
Yeah.
You know, you got a whole day to kill, so you go and see a movie. You walk around the mall. You do something like that. You know, most people, though, when they hear that, they go, why would you go to a movie by yourself? I'm like, look, I'm not telling you I went to a Disney flick with a big big jar
That'd
of lotion.
Be weird. You know? Real weird.
I'm not, I said, I just went to see a regular movie by myself.
And in the middle of the day, I think it's far more socially acceptable.
Okay, yeah. In the middle of the day, you're good.
I won't go like on a Friday or Saturday right. night. Because usually people are in pairs or fours, and I would mess it up by being the one, which is totally an Eric thing to do.
What makes it great is if you just look over your shoulder and just talk to nobody and go, I'm really excited about this movie. How about you? And then wait for an imaginary response and go, look, the last time we went to see a movie, you ruined it for me. So if you could just hold it together while we get through this, and then just see how many seats you have available next to you.
I had literally broken... I broke my debit card a couple weeks ago. I broke it.
Like snapped it in half?
I chipped the corner of it.
Doing what?
Getting out of the car.
Huh? With, wait.
It was in my hand. I chipped the corner on the car door, so it messed up the stripe and the chip. And it was 50-50 whether it would work. So I didn't want to get a new card, because when you get a new card...
You've got to tell the story of how you broke it. No.
Worse than that, like yesterday the gym said, your card bounce, is everything okay? You got to change your card where it's already plugged into. But I put up on Facebook, what can I do? And they said, oh, as long as it's not lost or compromised, they'll give you a new card, same number.
Yeah.
People at the bank said the same thing. You know what they didn't remind or what they didn't tell me and I didn't think about?
Different security code.
And different date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Which is, I didn't even think about that.
Okay.
Do you love Bloomington, Illinois yet? Dee's been going for intern training.
That sigh. That was harsh.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's 6.5 hours. It's a 6.5 hour drive.
Oh, no.
And,
no, sir.
And you ride, you know, and you, it's just like, okay, all of Indiana. Ha. Huh. And then just enough of Chicago traffic to piss you off. And then you turn south and you go to Bloomington. And it's just, I mean, I'll tell you, it is like, you have to be a sponge when you're down there, because you just gotta, there's so much information that you have to absorb. But, you know, I got one more trip.
One more. What is there to do there besides?
Drink.
I'm okay, drink. Well, I'm not mad about that.
Drink.
That's it.
Drink.
How are the people there?
Drink.
The locals?
Drink.
Oh.
So it's a lot like here.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
A girl on Facebook messaged me, and she said, hey, I see that you're Jewish. Jewish. I guess she's originally.
Wait, she saw you're Jewish?
How,
like,
how did she see that?
She looked at your nose and was like.
Was she?
Yeah.
I listened to your MySpace background music, and it was Ava Nagila.
Yeah. It's not hard to figure out. I do kind of advertise. She moved here to go to like. Some kind of engineering program at UT from California.
Oh, that's good.
And she's like,
what?
Is there really only, is it, she said she noticed the only thing to really do here, it always involves drinking. I was like, yeah, you're.
Drinking or eating. That's about it.
Yeah. So it's like you're a home away from home, Bloomington.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not it's fun. I mean, I'll tell you, I've met like such great people. It is, I was explaining it to somebody to the extent of, it's like the friends that I made in the military, because we're all going through the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so like we all know the struggles.
Mm-hmm.
And like when I was having issues with something, I'd just shoot out an email. I'm like, hey, I'm struggling with this. Can somebody help me? And then I get like 14 answers back with the answer. It was just like, bro, just take this. And so, I mean, that's how cool they are. I mean, I've made friends, I will have to say, all up and down the East Coast now.
Good.
Because it's just... It's that arduous, and they kick somebody out of the program.
Well, I'm going to hear that off the air. hold on. We got to get to a break. 8:17. Are you a psych? How psychopathic are you? Before 9 o'clock, Dennis Sawan will join us today.
It is.
And the morning after will be on Wednesday and Friday from 6 to 10 a.m. on Q105. Remember the.